Now it is time to find out who will be tonight's unexpected star of the show! So every series, we have a young, unexpected star, and we give them the chance to perform on this stage at the London Palladium. But because they're so young, we do things a little bit differently. I surprised 12-year-old Brooke when I was Mystic Mac. You may remember that. Anoush was 11 when I was Mario, the Italian waiter. And last series, of course, I was Gavin, the Harry Potter tour guide, when I surprised 11-year-old Chloe. So, who is this year's young, unexpected star? And who will I be to surprise them? This is the amazing Sal Panica. She will be our youngest ever unexpected star. Ladies and gentlemen, she is just 9 years old. Aww. Why not? It is a huge, huge night for Sal Panica. She has been nominated by her father, Binu, and he is here in the audience with her mother, Ranjita. Binu and Ranjita, give us a stand up and give us a wave. Lovely people. Nice to see you. Nice to see you guys. Okay, so Sal Panica's parents have told us that she often talks about what she wants to do when she grows up. At the moment, it's between singer, doctor, scientist, or dancer. So we surprised her by setting up a fun kids experience where she got to try out lots of different jobs. Let's take a look.
I am in Bury St Edmunds. It's Sal Panica's hometown. She's still at school. In a couple of hours, she will be coming here to what will be a careers castle where she will meet my alter ego, Kenny McDougall.
So while I undergo a little transformation, the team get to work on rigging my careers office with secret cameras, just in time for Sal Panica's arrival.
Good afternoon. I'm Kenny McDougall, and I'm a careers advisor. And I believe I have an appointment coming up with a certain Sal Panica.
Hello.
Hello.
Ah! Hello. Welcome to my office. Nice to meet you. And your name is?
Sal Panica.
Sal Panica.
You can call me Sal.
Oh, Sal, I think I will. Hello, my name is Kenny McDougall, and this is my office. Take a seat and I'll explain what this is all about.
Are you Scottish?
I am. I'm from the Highlands.
I love your accent.
Yes, it's quite intense. Some people don't understand the accent because it's quite thick. If you don't understand my accent, put your hand up and just say, I don't understand, okay? Yeah. In fact, I've got a wee subtitles here just to help you along, just to get you in. So, hello! That won't be hello, because now you know that I've said hello. I'm Kenny!
That's right, okay.
And I am a careers advisor.
A careers advisor.
I've only got to pick the wrong one out. Sorry. I'm a careers advisor. What do you think that means?
So you advise people about what they want to be when they're older, so like a career.
That's absolutely right. Okay, let's get stuck in. So, I need my assistant for this. So, he's here. I think he's in. Neil, are you here, mate?
Yeah.
All right. So, this... this is Neil.
Hello.
How are you doing, mate?
I'm all right. Hello.
Hello.
Now, this is Sal, and this is her father, Binu.
Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you both.
Are you okay in there?
Oh, he's actually fine. Yeah. No, he's fine.
Yeah, fine in there. It's all right, yeah.
Very caring. Yeah. Do you see what I mean? Moments like this, she could be a carer. So, let's have a look. Now, I noticed your hairband there. Your hair is important to you. You've made it quite nice, stylish.
Do you want to? Okay.
And do you style your own hair? Do you?
Sometimes.
Oh, well, it looks good. I'm just going to... Neil, we're just going to try this. Could you pop open the hairdressing salon, please?
Salon. Yes, of course I can.
Right, so if you'd like to stand up, and just... This is now your client in your salon, and you are a hairdresser. So just welcome him, sir. Hello.
Hello.
If you just ask him, say, have you come far today? Just a bit of chit-chat.
Today.
Oh yes, yes, a long, long way from that cupboard.
Right, let's go for a blow dry. So, if you just grab the hairdryer there.
Right, just there, look.
All right, and away you go.
Oh, there we go. All right.
Where's that gone?
That's quite extreme.
Yeah.
All right. Well done.
There we go.
Well done, Sam.
There we go. No, it's all right. It's
no,
all right.
Dish. That was good. That was so good. Right, that was fun. Your hair is lovely, but maybe hairdressing is not going to happen. That's fine. That's fine. This is a process. It's a process. Now, I'm focusing here, Sue, on your caring. And I wonder if you could be an instructor.
Oh, yeah.
I think we should try this, Neil.
Yeah.
Can we try skydiving instructor?
Yes, good idea. That's a good idea. There you go, skydiving instructor. There you go, you stand yourself up, look.
So
there you go, there's your...
We don't try this with many, but this is it's just because we're trying to, you know, eliminate things. And so we're
gonna... goggles for you, there you go, you pop them on.
So this is like role play, Sal. So basically what you're going to do, if you sit on the box...
You sit there.
Those are your parachutes behind you in your backpacks. And Neil, right, you are going skydiving for the first time and you don't want to go, but your instructor, so what you have to do is calm him down, okay? You're on the aeroplane, you're about to jump off. Go on, Neil.
Ah, no, I don't want to go. No, please don't, baby. Please, it's too far.
All you have to do is close your eyes.
Close my eyes.
Open your eyes. Now you're not up in the sky. Right. You're on the ground.
Right, I'm on the ground.
Yes.
I'm on the ground.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Now, Sal.
Yeah.
Tell him he's got to jump now.
Jump.
What? Now?
Yeah.
Push him off, Sal. Just push him out. Sal, you jump off. Jump out. There you go. Hold his hand.
Me.
You're free fall. You're flying. You're flying. Oh. It's fine. Sorry. Sorry, we haven't used that in a while.
You looked after
you
me
were amazing.
Then. Thank you. You sit yourself back down.
Sal, that was absolutely brilliant. What a lovely person you are. Right. So your birthday is December 22nd.
Yeah.
You're going to be 10 years old, double figures.
Yeah.
Will you be getting a birthday cake?
Yeah.
Last year, did you get a birthday cake?
A really big one.
And you were 9 years old?
9 years old right now.
If my calculations are correct, you would have received 9 candles last year on your cake. Is that correct?
A number of candles, but just a number shaped candle
with the number on it. Incredibly cost effective. So, when you were confronted with the burning candle, how did you react?
Blew it out as soon as I got the chance.
You blew it out as soon as you got the chance. I think you might be good at this. I'm going over to the firefighter draw. Right, okay, this. Do you mind, Sal, if you just pop this on? This is a firefighter's jacket.
Yes. Right?
This is a firefighter's helmet. Pop that on. That actually fits you absolutely perfectly. All I'm going to ask you to do, stand in the middle of the rug there. I just want you to look around you, Sal, for fire. Is anything on fire? Can you smell fire? A firefighter would be able to smell fire. I smell fire! I think I smell fire!
Fire! Fire! Fire! Fire!
Fire! Fire! Fire! Fire! Fire! Fire! Fire! Right on his face! Get it on his head! Get it on his head! There you go! Enjoy yourself, Zoe! There's a few cinders. It's not out yet. It's not completely out. Because you can make sure, because sometimes a fire can come back to life. So just make sure that it's completely out. All right, if you take off your helmet and we'll pop that back in the drawer. How fun was that? Okay, just pretend this is, I'm just going to try a little thing. It gets me into train, just this is a train announcement. Just pop that on the table there
Right, this isn't amplified. Just lean in as if you're making a train announcement and just say, this is the 3:45 service to Edinburgh.
This is the 3:45 service to Edinburgh.
That's lovely. Got a lovely. You do have a nice voice. Let me just have that back for a second. You do. You're fantastic. You have a nice tone. You've got a nice tone to your voice. I'm going to just grab my wee guitar here. I'm just going to play a note, and if you can replicate it by singing it, like the tone, like wah, just whatever you hear. So. Have you been hiding, Sow? This is remarkable. Sow, I can tell you categorically that you are going to be a singer. I think you're going to be a singer.
Yeah.
I think you're going to be a singer.
Yeah.
Do you like singing?
Yeah, I love singing.
I think you're going to be a singer on TV.
Yeah.
I think you're going to be on TV. And I can actually go one further today. I think you're going to be a singer on TV this Saturday. I think you're going to be on a TV show called Michael McIntyre's Big Show. I think you're going to be on my show. I think probably this weekend. I really think we can make that happen, having heard your voice. Because I am Michael McIntyre. And you, Sal, are going to be the unexpected star of my TV show. Because we've all been watching you.
Oh, Sal, look.
I'm not an old Scottish man. I'm quite a handsome young English man.
Sorry, Alan, which is brilliant. Well done, well done.
So, Sal, you're going to come to the London Palladium on Saturday and you're going to sing a song for the audience. But you have to agree to come down. You'd be our youngest ever unexpected star of the show. Would you like to come and do that on Saturday?
Yes.
Yay, yay. She's going to do it. Sal Benninga, ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome our youngest ever unexpected star of the show. It is 9-year-old Sal Benninga. Welcome. There's your parents over there. I can't believe you're only 9 years old. Tell me about that day with Kenny.
I thought his nose was pretty weird.
Yes.
It was a fake nose, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It had a wee kink in it, like that. Yeah. What was your favourite job that you did, pretend job?
It's definitely the firefighter.
Yeah, that was super fun. I kind of enjoyed that too. Mm-hmm. And you enjoyed shooting the water.
Yeah, definitely.
Is singing something you really love?
Yes.
Okay, because we've sort of committed to singing. Well, I have to tell you something, Kate. You are possibly the sweetest person I've ever met in my life. You're absolutely adorable. Everybody here is so rooting for you. We can't wait to hear you sing. We want you to have such a special night tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, is that right? We're so behind you. Get him. Ladies and gentlemen, it's our unexpected star of tonight's show. She'll be performing at the end of it. Sal Benninga! Be good. See you later. Good luck. Ladies and gentlemen, earlier tonight we met Sal Benninga, who is our youngest ever unexpected star of the show. I surprised her when I was disguised as Kenny, the careers advisor, and told her she was destined to be a singer on this show. Now, with the help of our team, she's been preparing for her big moment on the London Palladium stage. So let's have a little look at how she's been getting on. And your name is?
After school, my mum and dad told me there's a children's career day. Michael McIntyre was Kenny, and he had a Scottish accent, so I thought he was Scottish.
I think you're going to be on a TV show called Michael McIntyre's Big Show.
When Michael peeled off his, like, his disguise, it was, like, I was dumbstruck and shocked, and, well, I felt like I was going to faint straight away.
You'd be our youngest ever unexpected star of the show. Would you like to come and do that on Saturday?
Yes.
Yay!
I am really prepared for tonight. I think it's going to be really nice to have such a big crowd, so it's going to be really exciting. I'm really going to enjoy it.
Singing her favourite song, please welcome our youngest ever unexpected star of the show. It's 9-year-old Sal Panico! The incredible Sal Panico, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, guys! Well, brilliant! That was amazing, wasn't it, ladies? Oh, what? Brought the house down!
Unbelievable. How do you feel, Dad? That must have been a very proud moment.
What extraordinary. Mum's lost it. And I don't blame you. How did it feel to sing for all these people?
It's a dream come true.
It is. You're so sweet. Thank you so much for nominating her. Ladies and gentlemen, it is our fantastic youngest ever unexpected star of the show. Only 9 years old. It's the amazing Sal Panico.